from KQED.
There's a little known fact about oil companies in California. Sure, they're drilling for oil, but what they actually get is water with a little bit of oil mixed in.
So what we're looking at here is actually the water side of the plant.
Tep Smith is showing me around Chevron's Kern River oil field, just east of Bakersfield. The hills here are covered in pump jacks, almost 10,000 of them, slowly drawing oil and water out of the ground. That water is naturally found underground where the oil is, and there's a lot of it. So to get just one barrel of oil,
we produce about 9 barrels of water.
9 times more water than oil. It's just how California's geology is. Given the state is the third largest oil producer in the country, it adds up to millions of gallons of water a day, which creates a problem for oil companies. What to do with it? They use some of the water to get more oil out of the ground, because California's oil is pretty sticky.
The stuff here is really heavy oil, kind of like molasses. At room temperatures, it actually is almost solid.
Chevron turns about a quarter of the water into steam, which is injected back into the rock formation to warm up the oil and get it flowing. That still leaves a lot of water to get rid of. Many companies dispose of it long term by pumping it back underground, where it's trapped in rock layers. But Chevron is trying something else.
The fact that we have this water coming in, that's a tremendous bonus.
David Ansalabahair is standing next to a gushing 40-inch pipe. He's the general manager of the Coella Water District near Bakersfield.
We deliver water to about 45,000 acres, about 95% permanent crops, which are nut trees, citrus, and vineyards.
Chevron filters out the oil and sends the water to this reservoir. It makes up about a quarter of the water district's supply.
We can't deliver it straight. It has too much salts. But we blend it down, and then it's irrigation quality.
You can't drink this water, but after the district mixes it with fresh water, it's good enough to supply local orchards. Ansalabahair says during the drought, it's their one reliable supply, because most other sources have been cut completely.
It's going to be very tough. We're looking at just making sure the landowners can keep their trees alive this year.
Other Central Valley water districts are in the same boat, which is why Ansalabahair says there's been a lot of interest in this project.
Lately, I've been getting a lot of phone calls and meeting with people that want to do the same type of thing.
Oil and agriculture have long been neighbors in Kern County, and it hasn't been lost on farmers that while their water supplies are going dry this year, the industry next door is swimming in billions of gallons.
You have tremendous water resources that are a byproduct of oil production.
Tupper Hall was with the Western States Petroleum Association, an oil industry group.
It's very conceivable that in the very near future, oil production could be a net provider of water for California, ag and other purposes, as opposed to a consumer.
The oil industry is a consumer because it uses fresh water for the controversial oil extraction technique known as hydraulic fracturing, or fracking. Recycling water would offset that use, but duplicating Chevron's project in other parts of the state isn't as simple as it sounds.
One of the problems they've seen at that project is very high arsenic levels in the water.
Cassie Siegel is with the Center for Biological Diversity, an environmental advocacy group. She says until a few years ago, Chevron used to release water from its Kern River field into a creek in the winter when demand from farmers was low. That water wasn't diluted, and the company was fined for violating limits on arsenic.
Just shows again that there's no safe way to deal with the oil and gas wastewater. Every single method that has been proposed and used has real risks and health harms associated with it.
Those problems could be even tougher in other oil fields because they don't have something that Chevron's project does.
The water that's here at Kern River Field is at an almost near freshwater quality, and that is different than water elsewhere.
Chevron's Abby Alphonse says the water that comes from the company's other oil fields is much saltier. That means it couldn't just be diluted. It would need to go through a treatment process, which adds cost.
If we were able to identify a cost-effective manner in which to treat the water, certainly something that we would be interested in.
With water prices sky high this year, many farmers are watching closely and hoping for a new local water source as they face the long, dry summer ahead. I'm Lauren Summer, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, the David B. Gold Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.